Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Thursday, August 25. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, a former DAS president has concerns about Dominica's healthcare system. CDB and ADF assign agreement for U.S. $33 million. And a French court asked to overturn a ban by 26 towns on women wearing a full-body swimsuits, bikinis, on the beach. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. The details after this.
Need cash? No worries. Get a ready cash loan from Quartz today for whatever you need. Up to $6,750. No security needed. And up to 36 months to repay.
Whoa.
You don't have to be an existing Quartz customer to enjoy Quartz Ready Cash.
Don't bother trying the rest. Come check out the best. It's quick. It's easy. It's affordable. Quartz Ready Cash. Up to $6,750 in cash. Visit a Quartz store today or call us at 448-7655 for more information. Getting cash has never been so easy. Quartz, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get
Former president of the Dominica Academy of Arts and Sciences, DAS, Dr. Clayton Schlindford, finds it sad and disturbing that citizens are currently not able to receive a proper medical care here. Dr. Schlindford argues that in this modern age, Dominica appears to be too far behind, especially in healthcare services. Consultant and youth development expert Henry Charles believes there are misconceptions surrounding the development of a national youth policy. In 2014, Charles says he set out to find out the true nature or principle by which a youth policy should be developed, and says his research was successful, and on that basis he formulated a comprehensive approach for constructing a youth policy, which is now being followed by many organizations and countries.
In 2014, after doing some research and looking at all the descriptions and all what people listen about youth policy, I came up with the definition of the policy and the Road to Remember and the presentation at Baku, at Azerbaijan, where I had to make that intervention, because it seems even among youth development practitioners, there was a lot of misconception about youth policies, and youth policies were being seen as an administrative tool, administrative document, like there's a, you know, maybe another letter, another something. And I had to make the point that a youth policy is a socio-political instrument. It is a political instrument which defines or encapsulates a society's perception of its youth population. When you look at youth policy come the end of December, whenever we get it together, when somebody look at it, they're supposed to understand what is Dominica saying about the young people of Dominica. What is the perception of the young people of Dominica? If it is, the policy then becomes laden or populated with what are perceived ills of young people, then they'll say, hey, it's some Jean Dominica, the two genus Dominic Malan. That is not what we want. Policy, it characterizes what is the perception of you, what is the vision of young people.
Meanwhile, Chief Youth Development Officer John Roach says nothing should hinder the National Youth Council in achieving the goal of positively enhancing the lives of Dominican youth. Roach added that although Dominica's youth are not isolated from the challenges faced by other young persons around the world, the National Youth Council will continue to advocate for better living conditions and opportunities for the country's youth.
We are most grateful for the Commonwealth Secretariat through its Commonwealth Fund for Technical Cooperation for providing us with the resourceful youth development expert and consultant, Mr. Henry Charles. Mr. Charles, of course, will be here for 6 months to facilitate the process. We hope that this process will be a very inclusive and evidence-based one.
Former DLP government minister Laureen Abanis Roberts has been appointed Dominica as a permanent representative to the United Nations. Abanis Roberts, who served as liaison officer for diaspora affairs based in the USVI, presented her credentials to Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on August 22, 2016 at the United Nations in New York. She replaces Ambassador Vince Henderson, who served in that position from March 2010 and who is now Dominica's representative as the OAS, and is widely expected to be appointed as Dominica's ambassador to the United States. 13 students will enter secondary school in the new academic year with full scholarships provided by the National Cooperative Credit Union, NCCU Limited. This brings the total to 59 scholarships awarded by the financial institution, of which 57 are to secondary school students and 2 for students of the Dominica State College. 2 scholarships were awarded based on merit and 11 based on need. Ilma Irish is Chief Executive Officer of the NCCU Limited.
As the largest credit union in Dominica and the sub-region, we are justly proud to be in a position to present the scholarships today. We are in no mean way making a significant contribution to the development of young people. As I pondered on presenting a brief message, I would like to leave with you, the students, as you begin your secondary school journey, the words of a motivational speaker who said, excellence is not an option. And I will repeat, excellence is not an option. I am certain that if you make these words your motto, you the students, you can and will do well. But firstly, you must be prepared to go the extra mile. You must work hard, attend classes regularly, and complete your assignments on time.
The NCCU spends over $66,000 each year towards the scholarship program, and President of the NCCU, Josephine Dublin, says the program is consistent with 2 of the institution's 7 cooperative principles.
A total of $66,000 have been expended annually by way of contributions to the academic development of the children of our members. This year, the NCCU Limited's financial support through the provision of scholarships will impact on 13 additional young persons and their families. Our annual scholarship program is consistent with 2 of our 7 cooperative principles, namely education, training, and information, and concern for the community. The annual awarding of secondary school scholarships is the NCCU Limited's way of investing in the human resource potential of our society while expressing gratitude to our valued membership. We remain committed to the development of youth in Dominica. Therefore, we encourage you students to focus on your studies and continue to have your parents beaming with pride as a result of your hard work and anticipated good performance. Your journey has just begun. Make the right choices. Engage in wholesome activities. Cast aside all unnecessary distractions. Nurture within you a grateful heart and remain on the path that you have chosen.
Public sector officials participated in a training session Wednesday on developing a risk-based infrastructure asset management system for Dominica. The session was sponsored by the World Bank as part of approved technical assistance to the Ministry of Public Works and Ports. This area of intervention and capacity building was identified following the passage of Tropical Storm Erica in August of 2015, which resulted in total damages and losses of US $483 million, being the equivalent equivalent of 90% of Dominica's gross domestic product. The transport sector sustains the highest level of damages and losses due to its exposure of assets in high-risk areas. The training is intended to help the relevant public sector officials to better manage existing infrastructure by way of an asset management system to support reconstruction, continuously assess the condition of infrastructure, perform a comprehensive vulnerability assessment of road networks to natural disasters, and prepare a multi-year investment prioritization plan. And the Ministry of Trade, in collaboration with the OECS Commission, is hosting a series of workshops in an effort to create legislation aimed at protecting and enforcing consumer rights. On Wednesday, the OECS Commission met with the Consumer Affairs Unit and the Regional Integration Unit. The legislation on the way will apply to both goods and services within the private and public sectors. Mathan Walter is Dominica's Director of Trade.
The legislation that will come into place, and I want to stress that, and I'm stressing it because of the fact that you find that the private sector does not show up as they should when those particular consultations are taking place, because they maybe do not understand that this legislation is going to directly affect them. Most especially the persons involved in the service sector, the legislation speaks to protection of the rights of consumers as it relates to both goods and services. So the legislation will apply to the banks, it will apply to the insurance agents, it will apply to the travel agents, it would apply to the persons who import goods, you understand? It would apply to the persons involved in the tourism industry, it will apply to the mechanics, anybody who is selling a good or a service, the legislation will apply to them.
The Commission will continue to meet with private and public stakeholders. Walter says the Commission hopes to identify the areas in which the current legislation is found to be wanting and develop solutions for those weak areas.
At the end of it, really, what we plan to find out from that assessment is the gaps. Where are the gaps as it relates to the way that Dominica deals with issues as it relates to consumer affairs? And so when we can identify those gaps, we can then be able to find the clogs to fill in those gaps, and in the end of it, put in place a harmonized consumer protection policy and law across the OECS sub-region.
In other news this afternoon, officials from the Caribbean Development Bank, CDB, and the Agence Française de Développement, AFD, have signed an agreement to provide US $33 million towards financing sustainable infrastructure projects in the Caribbean region. At least 50% of the funds will be used to fund the climate change adaptation and mitigation projects. The agreement was signed last month at the CDB headquarters in Barbados by a French ambassador to the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States and Barbados in the presence of the CDB Vice President. The funds are being provided by AFD under a credit facility agreement with CDB. AFD is the primary agency through which the government of France provides funding for sustainable development projects. This marks the first time that CDB has accessed financing from the AFD. And the top French court is being asked to overturn bans imposed by 26 towns on women wearing full-body swimsuits known as burkinis on the beach. A human rights group and an anti-Islamophobia association argue that the bans are in breach of French law. Mayors, particularly on the Riviera, say the bans are protecting public order and rules of secularism. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Former DAS president has concerns about Dominica's healthcare system. CDB and ADF sign agreement for US $33 billion, or million dollars. And a French court asked to overturn bans by 26 towns on women wearing full-body swimsuits or burkinis on the beach. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I am Kimberly Benjamin.